delivery man confesses to Texas kidnapping. I'm Jessica Stone, Fox News. 31-year-old Tanner Lynn Horner arrested on charges of kidnapping and killing a 7-year-old Texas girl on his FedEx delivery route. Fox's Charles Watson.
Driver Tanner Lynn Horner was arrested and charged with capital murder and kidnapping after confessing to abducting Strand from her father's home in Paradise, Texas last week and later killing the young girl. A Texas woman says that she has been sounding alarms about Horner for years. In a post on Facebook, the 23-year-old woman, whose name we're keeping private, says Horner assaulted her 8 years ago when she was a minor. These Horner has not been charged in connection to those assault allegations. As for FedEx, they released a statement saying that their hearts go out to the family of 7-year-old Athena Strand. They also say that they continue to cooperate with police. As far as a motive in this case, it is unclear at the moment.
The suspect is being held in jail on $1.5 million bail. Smuggling of both people and drugs is on the rise on the southern border. Fox's Mike Tobin is in Eagle Pass, Texas.
Texas state troopers stopped 45 pounds of cocaine that attempted to enter through a Hidalgo County, Texas. A truck driver was smuggling them in 17 packages individually wrapped, and they were concealed in a special compartment built into that truck. That cocaine seizure was part of Operation Lone Star, spearheaded by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. He boasts that the Lone Star has now seized over 353 million lethal doses of fentanyl, made more than 22,000 criminal arrests, almost 20,000 resulting in felonies. But Abbott presses the point that Texas is doing the job that should be done by the federal government, securing the nation's border.
Of illegal border crossers expires later this month. And on Wednesday, the Supreme Court hears a controversial North Carolina elections case that could have dramatic implications for the 2024 presidential election. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Joe Biden hosted Kennedy Center honorees at the White House Sunday. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more.
Now, President Biden, in his speech, did appear to offer an olive branch to his political opponents.
Just before America's bloody and deadly Civil War, President Lincoln wrote, "We are not enemies. We must not be enemies." In the midst of the great division that was President Lincoln's plea, we would do well to remember today. At a moment when there's too much hate, too much anger, too much division here in America, and quite frankly, around the world.
The 2022 Kennedy Center honorees, George Clooney, Amy Grant, Gladys Knight, Tanya Leon, and the band U2, Bono, The Edge, Adam Clayton, and Larry Mullen Jr.
Wakanda Forever may be living up to its name. Fox's Ann Carrick has the weekend box office report.
It's number one at the box office for the fourth straight weekend. The Black Panther sequel raking in an additional $17.6 million, according to studio estimates. The comic holiday thriller Violent Night debuting in second with $13.3 million. Netflix was the talk of the movie industry this weekend. Had the streaming service kept the whodunit sequel Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery in theaters, it would have been one of the top draws for the weekend. Last weekend, Netflix released Glass Onion in a limited run, and the film reportedly grossed about $15 million. Netflix pulled Glass Onion Union on Tuesday, holding it until its streaming debut, December 23rd. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
And former big league slugger Fred McGriff, elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown Sunday. He was chosen over Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Curt Schilling, all of whom were previously disqualified by drug use or racist remarks. I'm Jessica Stone. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.